Hello, Internet. This is Kelly, and this is an intro thing. Basically, I wanted to tell you about our amazing sponsors, the Baker Street Journal and West Express. They are the folks that make us able to keep going, basically, because bandwidth is stupid expensive, and you should definitely check them out because they are pretty much the big leagues in the Sherlock Holmes world. Baker Street Journal is a quarterly publication that also has a Christmas annual, and it's all the articles about Holmes and the Holmesian world that you could possibly imagine. You can submit things to get printed, so you can be published. That's pretty exciting. You don't have to be a Baker Street regular, or even subscribe to it in order to get printed in it. So that's cool. They're at www.bakerstreetjournal.com. And West Express print all sorts of Sherlock Holmes books. They have Vincent Starr CD, which is fantastic and beautiful. They are at www.wessexpress.com. And I wanted to give a shout out to Sherlapalooza! Basically, if you don't know what this is, and I don't know how because I incessantly tweet about it, on November 17th at the Prince Charles Cinema in Leicester Square in London, we are hosting an extravaganza. Basically, we are screening all of Sherlock Series 2, and we are having a Q&A with some of the Sherlock crew. Right now we have Joe Lidster, who writes all the blogs, and Michael Price, half of the music team. There may be more people coming, but I can't tell you who. Anyways, so yes, you should check that out. Tickets are almost sold out. They are £30. And that gives you access to the entire day. And you get a goodie bag, and there's going to be a raffle with amazing prizes. Like, I am not lying. Some of the stuff we have and has been donated to us is phenomenal. So that's exciting. I was thinking about possibly people who can't come because, you know, you're, like, in America or China or something, of selling some online raffle tickets. So if that's something that anyone would be interested in, do tweet us at BakerSDBabes. And let me know. But yeah, basically November 17th from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. It's going to be amazing. I promise you it is worth it. And honestly, the ticket price is just because it's really expensive to rent a cinema in London. Just so you honestly all know, the ticket price is just covering expenses. So it's the cinema rental, it's to buy all the stuff for the goodie bag and for the raffle that wasn't donated to us. I'm trying to think if there's anything else exciting, other than this episode being real exciting. This was recorded in, like, August, or July even. It was a while ago, because we had so many episodes already lined up, so it got kind of pushed back. But it's really fun. It's with Kaz, who runs the Where Sherlock blog on Tumblr, wheresherlock.tumblr.com, which explores all of the outfits and props and everything from the Sherlock series and some of what the actors wear, like on the red carpet and stuff. Really fun, really cool. Kaz is lovely and I adore her to pieces. And she is running the cosplay contest at Sherlapalooza. So that'll be awesome. Come dressed up and win amazing prizes. So yeah, enjoy. Have fun.
This is Carly. We are on a roller coaster and recording. This will be the first podcast intro to come from a roller coaster. We're going up at the moment. Say hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Maybe one of you should hold this.
I'll hold it if you want.
Hold it tight.
Okay.
We're coming up. If this podcast doesn't ever go out, it's because I dropped the thing.
Don't drop the thing. It's really dark.
Here we go.
This is all about Where Sherlock!
Yeah! I would like to introduce you to Kaz!
Enjoy the episode, everybody.
Oh, they call us the irregulars, but baby, we're always on time. Baker Street babes always leave the rest of them behind. Oh, so when Scotland Yard they send you home, you feel like you're losing your mind. If this quotidian world has got you crying, won't you two one mine?
Okay. So, yay. See, this is how professional we are with this. Like, literally, we just have a conversation and it kind of goes
to the right place.
Yeah, it does. It does things. It's great.
I have to ask you all the standard babe questions.
Just be initiated.
Mm. What's that?
The babe initiation is we ask you like all the very first questions we asked on the very first episode of the podcast to each other.
Okay.
And we asked everybody else. So, I can't remember them.
Oh.
I remember some of them. You start.
Okay. When did you first hear about Sherlock Holmes? Like, when did you first, like, get into it and stuff?
Well, I'm not really sure, because he was always around when I was younger because of my mum, mm-hmm. and she was quite obsessed with the old series, so, like, the older one. Like, I'm not sure.
Basil Rathbone or Jeremy
Before
Brett?
Before that, there was... She's
wow.
got
William Jarrett.
Very old... like wow. collection that she had from
oh, there's
the 20s or something.
Yeah, there's a silent movie version.
So, probably them. But
I don't remember.
She likes old things.
That is like proper old school.
Really old school. But I should look it up. It would make me sound clever. But she was always playing them. So that was on the TV as well as Star Trek and Neighbours. She was always watching those three things. So he was just always around, but it was sort of a mum thing. Like, I didn't really want to get into it because it was a mum thing. Like, how you don't like listening to your parents' music because it's lame.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was quite a while. And then he was just sort of around Sherlock Holmes in my life, like, with my mum as, again, someone I didn't really care for, but he was always
It sounds
around.
Like he's, like, your, like, stepfather.
It does.
Like, he was always around. He's got
he
with my mom a lot.
Around.
Your mum's fantasy man.
But you know what I mean? Like, always, yeah. like, I can't think of another example, but, like, just always around, like, so I didn't really pay that much attention, and then the new series came out, and then that's when I started getting obsessed, and then it was handy that my mum had all of these old things for me to watch and play with.
Fun. So, is, like, BBC Sherlock your favourite adaptation, or do you like the really old ones?
I have to say out loud, not nod. the newer one is my favourite, yeah. The older ones are nice, but I'm a modern girl.
Yes. No, fair enough. And I think that's why it's done so well.
Yeah, quite a lot of people we've met are like fans of the BBC series.
Yeah.
So who is your favourite character?
Mycroft. Definitely. He's just so cool and classy. I want him to be my, you know, uncle. So he's always around, taking me nice places. Yeah, I just really like his character, and like I think I liked it in every adaptation that I've seen. I haven't seen all of them, especially like Stephen Fry, Mycroft. Very good.
Frycroft. Yeah.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah.
Obviously out of the loop.
Yeah,
Mycroft's definitely my favourite.
So, assuming that you have read some of the original stories, like, do you have a personal favourite, or like if you've seen an adaptation of a story? Which one would you say, like, is your favourite?
Is it bad to say I haven't read any of them?
No, not at all.
I haven't read any of them, which is terrible of me, but, yeah, I've never been much of a reader, but my best friend at the moment is pushing me to read loads of books, and so I've got, like, three
She's
on me all the time.
Yeah,
she is, yeah. She'll just put one in my bag and say, it's there if you want to read it, and then I'll find a moment, and then I'll be like, okay. So I think they're next on my list to read after a few Christopher Isherwood books and okay. some other things she's piled up for me to read.
I might come back to you then and be like, so Kaz, tell us, which one did you like best?
And then the last one is, I guess it may be the same as your favourite character, but if you could have tea with any character, who would you want to have tea with?
Oh my god. Okay, tea. Moriarty.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's programmed in me after that scene to want to have tea with him. Yeah, I just think it's definitely that scene. It's made me want to do that. I just want to watch him playing with an apple and some tea and just watch him drink it. That would be nice.
So you wouldn't be having any tea, you'd just be watching him?
I'd just be watching him. I wouldn't dare have a sip of the tea.
As Catherine has some tea. Yeah.
Something you don't know about me.
I just watch.
Oh my gosh. Cool. Well, there you are. You're now an honorary Bigotry Babe.
Aww. I'm so happy.
Yeah. I don't have any buttons with me.
Okay. No. Bell, give me something. Pretend, else. Pretend. It's radio. Yeah, no,
here's a button, Kat.
Thank you. I will put it on. Listen to the sound.
Oh my gosh. So I guess basically, why did you start the website? I know. That was meant to sound like more enthusiastic than how I just had to.
Oh, why did you have to start the website?
So tell us about the website.
There you go.
Well, okay. It was like 4 a.m, and that's when I normally start blogs, and then I delete them in the morning because I think I don't have enough time for these. I do it all the time. I'm always making blogs, and then next morning going, what was I thinking? But yeah, it was like 4 a.m, and I just thought there needs to be a website. This is like almost pre-Sherlockology. They came out like just after, so I didn't know of them, but I thought there needs to be somewhere where you have all of the props and costumes together. Mm-hmm. And because I think I'd seen something similar, oh, it was Clothes on Film. I was looking there.
Oh, yeah.
The blog is amazing, and I thought there needs to be one just for Sherlock, because there's everything for Sherlock, all these different blogs for the new series. Like, some of them are a little bit crazy.
Like, amen to that.
Ask John's Jam or something.
Yeah. When Tumblr's left to its own devices.
Yeah, it's this like fandom meltdown.
Yeah. I didn't think it would go anywhere, like, at all. Like, I thought I'd probably, you know, post something and in the morning delete it and think that was a silly idea. So the first thing I posted was Moriarty's Spy, because it was like recognisable at the time. It was like Alexander McQueen's like statement tie, and I thought, you know, I know something, I know one thing, like maybe I could find out some other things. And then I did a little bit of research. I can't remember what I found. Like, I think I just looked at interviews and stuff, and I thought, yeah, I could queue a few things up to go up. So I did, and then I was like, I need to go to bed. And then the next morning I woke up and there was like a bunch of followers there, and that had never happened to me. Normally it takes ages for like to get 5.
Yeah.
But there was like 20 or something. It's like, oh, it must just be, you know, Sherlock fever. So I kept adding to it and it kept growing, and then I guess I just got sucked into it. So it wasn't really planned at all, like, but it took off, so I'm very happy.
Yeah, it's funny how that happened.
So what kind of things did you have to... You said you looked at interviews, like, to find out the outfits. What else did you have to do to kind of find all that information, like, about the props?
Well, before I started having helpers... Yay, helpers.
Yeah.
It was just... literally Google. Like, that makes me sound really not
Google's
cool,
an amazing tool.
That's how we do most of our research. Yeah. To be honest.
It was just Google helping me.
PDF.
Okay.
But I can't think of an example now, but I'd see something and think, what if I wanted to buy that, if I was just an ordinary like watcher, not a crazy watcher, like, and I thought, oh, that's nice, I want to buy that, what would I do? So I was searching for, like, I don't know. I can think of an example. There was a picture from the second series of the teapot with the...
Yeah.
And I just literally Googled United Kingdom teapot, and it was the first result. And this was way before the second series came out, so I had that, and I thought, this makes me sound like I've done all this research, but literally all I did was search United Kingdom teapot, and I found it straight away, so it was good. And that was from that one picture that came out before the second series of him sitting on the sofa with all the crew members and stuff. So
yeah.
I was like, I found something already, I'm so happy. But literally, yeah, it started off with Google, and then sometimes I'd sit for like 3 hours and I couldn't find it, and then someone would message me saying, oh, by the way, like, I found this. How did you find this? So I started adding people who were helping to the team page, and then I think more people wanted to help out, and people would just recognise things because everyone has different knowledge. So someone would say, oh, I recognise that straight away. And I think, oh, I've been searching for that like a week, and you just saw it and thought, oh, I know what that is. So yeah, like, it started with Google, and now it's mostly helpers who send things. which is great.
And are they just like loads of different people then from all over the world?
Yeah, anyone, like people, just nice people just messaged in and say, oh, I've wondered if you knew what this was, and then I didn't, and so I say thank you, I'll add you to the page, like team page, but most of them say, oh no, I don't want you to. So there's only about like 12 people on there or something, but there's actually been more people, but they don't want their name on there because they're just being generally helpful and anonymous.
Aww.
Which is really nice. I've had so many anonymous people do nice things, like give me prizes and stuff, but they don't want to tell me who they are. Like, it's really nice of them. Thank you.
Thank you, anonymous.
Well,
we get so many anonymous messages on the Big Street Days, we had to like stop it because we just like physically couldn't answer them all.
Yeah.
Like, so many people like to send anonymous. Just, that is crazy.
I think people feel more secure when they ask something anonymously, but the problem is you have to answer it publicly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If they ask something that is really a private matter, you don't want to answer it.
Actually, I did find out from somebody that you can find out who they are if you've got the Tumblr iPhone app. It shows you who the anonymous person is, yeah. Which is mean.
I'm never leaving an anonymous message ever again.
No, I don't know if it works all the time, but I definitely have heard of people who've discovered when people have been sending themselves anonymous messages. I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, you can.
But you can send yourself an anonymous message and make it look like people are sending you messages. So you can get found out, just so everybody knows that. Like,
oh, God.
Tumblr, be aware.
Yeah, Tumblr, don't send yourself messages saying, you're so cool.
People on iPhones will know. They will know. Yeah,
oh, so. God. No, that's really scary. I normally leave anonymous messages, like, if I'm saying, you look really pretty in that photo or something, because I don't want them to know it's me. That sounds really creepy.
No, to be fair, actually, I prefer people don't know that I'm a Bastry Babe, like, when I'm on the internet, if I'm just randomly, like, out of fandom, because that's some people go mental, like,
yeah.
And I'm only in, like, 5 episodes. It's ridiculous.
So have you always been interested in fashion in particular?
No, not at all, which sounds awful, but never, ever been interested in fashion before.
It's like, when I look at things, like, you're talking about, like, the pleats and the stuff, I'm just like, how, I don't know the words for these things. It just looks nice.
I'm going to really restrain myself from making an American comment right now, and I hope you should all appreciate that, because I love you.
Well, no, I never ever have been before Wear Sherlock, but it sort of started off something bad.
No, not just let all our listeners know that Kaz is looking particularly fashionable right now.
Yes, she is. Thank you. It's lovely.
And I'm blushing.
Sorry, no one can see you.
I can.
Creepy Christina, everybody.
No, I all the older stuff where I was talking about the pleats and things was just me researching. But I used to be flatmates with a girl from my uni who did fashion, so she sort of got me into it because my first year at uni I must have looked awful, and she sort of guided me, like, you should try wearing something like this or like this, and she used to make me clothes, which was really nice. She made me a pair of trousers that I still have. But yeah, like, she sort of helped me every time I was a bit stuck, like, what do you call this, or can you help me write this little article for my blog. She helped me out. She was amazing. Thank you, Pav.
That's really cool.
But yeah, I was never interested in fashion, and then when I started, like, the blog, I sort of learnt about it and then ended up liking it, because originally I just wanted to post props and things, but then it was the tie and some other things that I was drawn to looking at more of this high-end fashion, and then ended up really liking it.
Yeah.
So I spent my whole life ignoring it, and then Sherlock brought me into it. So
they dress impeccably well on that show.
It's all very bespoke as well, like a lot of it.
Oh, gorgeous.
The suits and things that they wear.
Really nice.
We like a good cut suit.
If you could own anything from the show.
I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't say that you sent me this question in advance, but you did. And I've been thinking about it, and I literally can't think. I want all of it.
Well, about 5 things.
5 things. Okay. I want the tea set. Definitely. I want that. I want it now. I want John's jumpers, all of them, which are impossible to find. So if anyone is listening to this and they know where any of them are from, apart from the first series ones, I know them, please tell me, because I have no idea.
I know the Christmas jumper is... It's an Icelandic pattern that's copyrighted.
Isn't it called, like, yoke or something?
I don't know.
I looked up the pattern names and I've looked for it for, I must have spent knitting, hours.
Knitting is actually something I know a little bit about.
Oh, okay.
Knitting copyright is like really hardcore. Like,
really?
Oh, yes, because you buy the patterns and stuff from like high-end companies. You'd be amazed at how much some of these patterns cost. Like, because my mum is really into knitting.
Oh,
but, like,
right.
None of them can afford any of these like high-end fashion patterns and people just sit and like knit them.
If you were really good at knitting, couldn't you work it out yourself?
And we may know someone who did that. If anyone is listening from that knitting company, we didn't just say that, but we may know of somebody who eyeballed it.
No, that seems tricky, copywriting patterns. Surely you could say it came out of my head. Like,
yeah,
I just thought
if you get
it.
Caught with a jumper or sort of anything knitted with a Disney character, they will come after you.
Oh,
like
my
if
God.
You try and sell a Disney character or anything knitting, they will come for
Disney.
You.
But you could make one for your granddaughter, right? And no one would mind.
They'd still come for you. Like, people like won't. No, honestly, people won't sell them at jumble sales at like school fairs because the copyright is so harsh on them to get found out.
That's
no,
amazing.
Honestly.
Okay.
Nikki, I thought you cared.
Now you know the dark.
Okay, so I won't ask anyone to recreate the pattern.
But in case anyone does, you know what her blog address is. Not that we endorse that kind
we
of thing.
We don't. Oh, okay. Sorry, get back to what we were doing. That's two. Sherlock's coat, obviously.
Yes.
Which I saw the other day at LFCC. I saw this girl.
Yeah, Bali.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Does she actually have the coat?
The coat. I was so embarrassed because as soon as she said, I just started rubbing it. Up and down it, and I was like, oh, I'm really sorry, and she was like, oh no, it's fine, and then 5 minutes later I was just like stroking.
Kaz is now stroking both of us, by the way.
It's an exciting thing.
But oh, it felt really good, and I just wanted to take it off her, but she didn't have much on underneath, so
she was cosplaying as Irene.
She was, yes. I posted some pictures of her. She's extremely pretty.
She had the Louboutins as well, didn't she?
She did, and the jewellery and all the makeup.
No one can see like the amazed faces we're making right now.
How much that all would have cost.
I've never been so touchy-feely with a person before, but as soon as she showed me the shoes, I was putting them on her feet for her, because she said her feet hurt, and then I was, like, taking pictures of them and, like, twisting her around and taking more pictures, and she just stood there and was enjoying it. And, yeah, I think she took the ring off for me, and I was, like, fiddling with the earrings and stuff. I was like, so sorry. She was like a little mannequin.
Carry on with your list. I'll ask that question in a minute.
Oh, okay, sorry. Where was I?
Three things.
Okay, Microsoft's umbrella, which I can sort of go off on a tangent here. The people who made it said I can come to the factory.
Wow.
And they're going to let me take pictures of one being made, and then I get to interview the guy about the umbrella.
That's so cool!
So wow. I was going to post up on the blog. I wasn't sure if I was going to do this or not, but if anyone had any questions for the umbrella man, but I was like, what questions could you possibly want other than how do you make them and when can I have one? So, yeah, that would be fun.
So right. Cool.
Only one more thing. Gosh. Yeah. Okay, the wallpaper. All of the wallpaper.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I think someone made a post. It might have been you, actually, on Tumblr. Just all the wallpaper.
It wasn't me, but I saw it.
I'll send it your way. It was really good.
The only wallpaper that I can't find is the one over the fireplace. It's just impossible to find. But if you see it close up in some of the pictures, it's so nice. It looks like it's made of gold. It's beautiful. But I saw the wallpaper, you know which one I mean.
Yep.
I saw it the other day in a nightclub, and I went over to it, and I put my hand on it. I like touching things from the show. And I thought, it shouldn't be here. It shouldn't be in a nightclub. It should be in a nice, like, London home next to a fireplace.
Oh, wow. Was it flocked, then? Is it, like, actually tactile, or is it just printed?
No, it's, like, raised up, so...
Yeah, flocked.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Flocked.
That's, like, one term. There's one term that I know. Just before anyone thinks I'm actually knowledgeable about wallpaper.
If you want to try a sample, they do them on the site, so you can get a small, like, magazine-sized piece, which you can stick up on the wall.
Photocopy it.
You could photocopy it, but it wouldn't be the same. But yeah, I would love that wallpaper, all of it, even the bamboo wallpaper that is in Only Fools and Horses as well. I want that wallpaper as well. Basically, I want the whole house, but yeah, those are my five things.
Brilliant. So have you ever contacted the BBC like props department to ask them any questions, or is it kind of like not?
No. I've never contacted them, but lots of people I know have, and they've given me information. But lots of other people actually have messaged in that I don't know and said, oh, I asked the designer, and then I've said to them, how did you get to speak to them? And they said through LinkedIn. So if anyone's got a LinkedIn profile,
oh, right,
go and find them and ask them, and they're very lovely apparently.
Yeah.
But you have to have the paid profile to talk to them, so
yeah,
lots of
oh,
money.
Yeah.
Are there any, because you said you like didn't know that much about fashion before you went into this, are there any designers that you've now come to like sort of follow their work because of Sherlock?
Hang on, give me a minute. There's so many I've got to go through in my head. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Is it Reese, the suit people?
Reese,
I didn't know anything about them, and then because of running the blog, I started looking more at their staff, and I saw that they were advertising for a social media person, so I applied for that and got interviewed for it, but I didn't get it. But I'd sort of, from doing that, I now like follow all of their like blogs and Twitters and things, so I've learned more about them as a company. Like, I'd never heard of them, and then now I know lots about them, so I suppose that counts.
What else
is there? Is it the Kooples who made Moriarty's coat and his shirts? They're really cool. I'd never heard of them, but I follow them now, and they're really funky. I can't afford anything of theirs, but yeah. I hope I said that right, the Kooples. It's been a while since I've looked at their stuff, this work stuff.
Oh, I've just come up with a good question.
Oh, good.
It's just like inspire. I always ask these kind of questions to people, like really off the wall.
I'm scared.
If you could, if the cast of Sherlock was completely gender swapped, so like everybody who was male became female and vice versa, like what designers do you think you would choose to like outfit them with? Just from like what you kind of off the top of your head, you know. I should really have prepared you for that question.
That's the hardest question. Okay.
You can get back to me.
Which character can I focus on? Which swapped character?
Sherlock. We'll go with Sherlock to start with, and then maybe think about John as well, I suppose. John seems like a monsoon kind of person to me.
Can I come back to this one?
Yeah,
this one's so hard.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can even like just send us the information if you want to.
Okay. I might have to do that.
Yeah, no, it's like a funny thing.
Although, all that I can think of in my head right now is that Sherlock's clothes would be extremely tight-fitting.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And there'd be a lot of waist and bum showing. Well, the curves, not the actual
The lady curves.
The lady curves. I think he'd make a very curvy lady.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, Benny.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Turn it round. What Sherlock Holmes sort of related things have you had to buy? Like, say if someone made a Sherlock perfume or something and you thought, I'm going to have to go for it. Like, is there anything that you bought just because it was Sherlocky?
Yeah, Christina's nodding her head. I knew she
would. So many things. Tell me. I got these earrings that have the silhouette of Sherlock and Watson.
Oh,
Holmes and Watson.
Sorry. I know people get really upset when you do.
I got a oil that is like Watson's tea party.
Aww.
And I thought it smelled like confectionaries and lovely. And then my sister's like, someone just sold you really expensive almond extract. I'm like, no.
Aww.
It's Watson's tea party. So I have no idea. But it was lovely.
Yeah, I've got quite a few Sherlock soaps actually. And it's really embarrassing when people who aren't Sherlock fans go, oh, this soap is really nice. What is it? It's like, oh, this is like the Sherlock's jumper. John's jumper soap or something. And they're like, okay.
You can just like palm it off as a Lush thing, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
No, I have all the teas.
Ooh, Adagio, oh, we love them.
Love them. And love Kara, who sent me a lot of the teas. Just because.
Wow. Well, they are. If you are a fan of tea, Adagio teas. Who is it? Is it
Adagio.
Adagio? Yeah, Adagio teas. I like literally just come to Christina's house to drink her tea.
Oh, I think I'm gonna have to come over and steal some.
You need to. She like ships the tea, like she just mixes them and then she gives one and it's like, what is it?
Oh yeah, I do that. I like, gosh.
Oh, blind drinking, that would be great.
You have to sort of, you smell all the teas, like taste them all, and then I mix them together, so, like to do like random.
Oh, I got half of the one.
Yeah.
I knew it was Irene in it, and then Sherlock was the other one.
And I did like Molly and Lestrade as well. That's quite good. because it was like a fruity tea and a... I like
the
Lestrade tea is my favourite, and the only way you can describe it is it tastes like man biscuit. if they made the perfect man into a digestive biscuit, that's what he would taste like. And that is possibly the creepiest thing I will ever say like, on the podcast.
Man biscuit. Man.
It sounds kind of gross, but also really cool.
No, when you taste it, you'll be like, yes, I understand.
No, completely.
I haven't tried that one yet. I really want to, though.
You need to come over. If I'm not evicted, you need to come over. Or if I am evicted, if I need a place to stay, I'll like barter tea. Yeah,
you can pay me rent via tea.
I'm trying to think if I've not got anything from the show, apart from maybe the Union Jack pillow. My mother is obsessed with those.
I should get it now before they all disappear.
I know.
Everything sells out so quickly. Like the hat, the London hat sold out, and then they got more stock in, which was good of them. But literally, as soon as I post anything new, like when the blog's like in full flow and mid-series, it will just go. So wow. You need to buy it straight away.
You need to buy the pillow. I also have like a fuck ton of Cordy shirts. Like, Cordy owns my bank account. Anything comes on Cordy that is like Sherlock or Doctor Who or just geeky related, I own it.
Aww.
That's pretty good.
I have so many Sherlock t-shirts, like just Sherlock Holmes t-shirts. It's actually all my t-shirts are like geek t-shirts. It's a little embarrassing.
I don't actually have that many considering what I'm wearing right now. I only have a few.
Yeah, I've only got one. But then I'm not a t-shirt person, but if I was, I'd have them all and I'd have no money.
Yeah, that's what happened.
If there was like a Sherlock Holmes themed handbag, I would own it. And I mean like, and I'm not talking about like a satchel bag, I'm talking like a proper leather handbag, like the Sherlock Holmes themed. I would have that.
My sister sent me a link. In Barnes & Noble, there's the Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, I'll tell you what I did see actually.
They turned it into a book.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Like somebody like took the cover of the
I've seen that. I want it so much. I saw it on Etsy and it was so expensive. Yes. And I thought, I could make that.
Yeah.
No, but I'd never do it.
Everybody thought, I could make that. And then
I'm too lazy.
No one ever makes it.
None of us ever would. Yeah, my collection of handbags is quite embarrassingly large.
What else have I bought? I know things that I want to buy, like on my Wear Sherlock like wish list. The pillow. I want to get...
I'd have the t-shirt.
The Series 1 scarf. Mm. I want that one.
Mm. Talking of people buying things, there's someone who... I think she's just changed her Twitter name, so I can't remember, but I shouldn't say it anyway because you'll get bombarded. But she buys everything Irene, and we've become like sort of online friends where she'll say, if you have anything that Irene has and you haven't posted it, please tell me and I'll buy it. And she's literally got everything. She bought the sofa. As soon as I posted the sofa, she bought the sofa. And she bought the dressing table, the mirror, literally everything. And
wow.
I always get a nice little thank you from her saying, thanks for posting, I've just purchased this. And I think, how do you afford this? And when can I come round your house?
Blimey. That would be nice. It'd be like a showroom of Irene Adler. It'd be amazing.
It's so swank. Yeah. It's like, but it's just like this one room that's really nice and the rest of her flat maybe is shit.
Yeah. The Irene room, like kept perfectly pristine. Like,
that, oh, wow. She probably does have an Irene room.
I suppose you'd probably not even be able to find out like what the nail polish like she used, and like if you were going into like crazy detail.
She's got that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like the eyeliner and everything.
Yeah. Well, see, what somebody messaged me ages ago before the second series, saying that they knew what makeup she had, like what's it called? Eyeliner, the green. green
turquoise thing.
Saying that they knew what it was, and stupid me deleted it. I deleted the message, and it was an anonymous message, so I didn't want to post up saying the person who said, like, but I remembered that it was Mac, and then I found it the other day, but it's been discontinued, so all the remaining ones in the world have gone up to like £50-60, and
wow.
My little Irene had one of those as well. She bought one, and then Bolly the other day, she said she had it as well. She bought it from an American site or something.
Wow.
So they're still going around and people are still buying them, but it still amazes me when I post something up that costs over £1,000, somebody's messaged me and says, I just bought it. like, because people like to tell where Sherlock when they bought something. So they always say, thanks for posting, I just bought it. And I think, oh my god, I really hope it was the right one.
Yeah.
A few occasions when I posted the wrong thing, but no one's ever bought it, so thank god.
Oh wow, so this is like the confessions now. We're really sorry, like, if anyone bought anything that was like not the right thing.
I think the only thing, the only time that happened was when I posted up Irene's nail varnish, but I didn't say this is her nail varnish. I just answered an ask and said it's probably this one because I wasn't sure. I thought it would be MAC, and I posted that, and some, when I actually found out, because Lara posted on her Twitter what it was, I posted that instead. I got a message from someone saying, I'm really annoyed with you, I bought the expensive MAC stuff and it wasn't that, it was much cheaper. And I was like, I'm really sorry, but I didn't say for certain. But people just get excited, I guess, when they think I can have a little bit of the show.
And
if it's something that they like, so this girl,
there you are, you didn't die.
Thank you.
Join in on the interview.
We always have random people that like arrive.
We do.
We see people across the balcony. That's already happened today.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm alright, thank you.
You look exhausted.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I've had a bit of a busy day, but yeah.
You're talking about nail varnish.
Okay.
And buying things. You need to look. There's a girl who has bought everything Irene from the show.
Okay.
Everything. Like, the sofa.
Isn't that, like, well, the wallpaper as well, that's, like, in a special box that's, like...
It's, like, £900 or something.
Yeah, a roll.
£900 a roll? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice wallpaper, but probably not worth it.
You're very nice for that price. The price of your house would, like, skyrocket.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
This wall here is worth as much as the entire house.
Yeah.
That wallpaper, that's like calm me down when I'm upset and like makes me happy. Like, it has need to have like magical properties in it.
Like, yeah. Wallpaper would need to have a taste, like in Willy Wonka. I'd pay a lot of money for that.
Yeah, one that could like self-perpetuate as well, like, so it never like ran out or wore out.
It's like seasonal, based on the season.
As the season changes, the wallpaper changes colour.
So someone out there, like some scientist, if you're listening to this, this is what we want.
Give us credit and give us the wallpaper.
Yeah,
and
give us
some
money.
We just want to lick it. Do you have any questions about Where Sherlock?
I think I really love the stuff they do. I'm just like, even if I don't buy it, I'm just so interested to look through all that stuff.
She likes you. She really likes you.
Yay. It's like me trying to answer questions.
How long does it take you, and how many people do you actually like have to help you find stuff on it?
Okay, I've already kind of answered one like this.
Okay.
But when it was just me, it took sometimes very quick, because it was mostly Googling, and sometimes Google is very helpful and sometimes it isn't.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would literally, this makes me sound really sad, spend days looking for something. And when I found, when you find that thing that you've been searching for days, it's the best feeling. It's actually should be better than any other drug. You think, I've been searching for this for weeks and now I found it, I'm so happy. And then someone will be like, oh yeah, I knew that.
What was the hardest thing that you had to find that you couldn't find for ages?
It would probably be something from first series, which is too long ago for me to remember. Can you come back to that one? I'll keep thinking about it. I should have done some more research on my own blog. It's because I haven't updated it for a while, and I'm sorry about that. But, you know, I finished uni and I got a job, and now I need to find time for Sherlock.
Life happens.
Well, I think like most of the internet is just sort of on like hiatus while they wait for like series 3 to come out, so I don't think anyone would blame you.
We're in that dip of just people like
I occasionally get the odd message of someone saying, where have you gone, are you dead? And I say, no, I'm not dead, but the series is not around, so there's not much I can post. If the blog was like anything to do with the actors or anything else, then I could keep it going, but I guess I found everything that I can find. So like the things I've been posting recently have been like really, really tiny items, like the mushroom prints on I don't know if you saw them.
Yes.
But I've always wanted to know what they were, because I think they're in the first series as well. But when I posted it, I thought, yes, I'm so excited. And it got like a couple of notes, because obviously it's not that interesting. But I'm just so happy about finding these mushroom prints. I'd like them. I'd like them in my list of five things. I'd put something up.
I thought this like random piece of music has just started playing back in the background.
It's quite a nice kind of a couple.
You're going to have to cut around it.
I think it'll be all right.
I don't know if you actually know this, but like, because I know they're having trouble with like the first series scarf that they did another one. Is like the first series one just not available anymore?
Do you mean why they changed it in the show?
Yeah, I want the first series blue scarf.
It was, the scarf was really old when they started using it, so it wasn't like a current thing when the first series came out. It was something that one of the costume designers had in their like wardrobe of stuff, so it was quite old. It was already like 4 years out of season or something, and they only had one, so it probably got lost or something, or stolen or borrowed, and like they had to change it. But it was quite an old scarf, so trying to track down that scarf now, when obviously they change them all the time and with like the different seasons, like it's impossible. And I've never seen a photo of it on its own, so.
I remember reading an interview about that. Actually, the wardrobe woman like went mental about it, because normally they have like three or four of any crop, and they only had one. And if they lose that scarf, they're gonna have to like reshoot all these scenes.
If they got it dirty as well, then they'd have to go and wash it and dry it, get it back on Benedict Cumberbatch's neck as fast as possible.
Yeah, because it's got to be consistent across all the different scenes. So that was like apparently like the biggest nightmare. It's probably why they probably one of them threw it away like mid-season.
They're like, not dealing with this.
Get rid of that scarf. So it's in my car. It's either in a bin somewhere, or someone has it in their house and like will never reveal like where it is.
I can imagine someone taking it home and putting it like on the mantelpiece or like around a moose's head or something.
On display. The scarf. No one knows what happened to the scarf, and no one may ever know.
It'll come up at auction in 1,000 years and be like, "This is the Sherlock scarf," and you'll go for millions.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh god. But here's a little like fun thing to do with stuff being cleaned in the show. When I was lucky enough to be on the set on one occasion, I saw Martin Freeman's jacket had just been washed. He must have got it dirty or something, and they didn't have anything to dry it with, so they were drying it with a hairdryer. Oh. And he had to put it on a little bit damp, and they were like really apologetic, but then every now and then he'd take it off and they'd hair dry it a bit more.
I love how classy these productions are.
But I was just sitting in Speedies and this woman came in and she was like, "Oh god, we've got to dry this, can we plug this in?" Just plugging in the hair dryer and drying in the sleeves and things, and I was sitting there, this is the most weirdest thing.
That's brilliant.
Oh, I wish I could have magicked up a tumble dryer for them and saved their life.
Oh bless.
It's like, I'll dry it for you, I'll do it, it's okay.
I'll do anything, just let me be part of your team.
That was quite funny. So did you know what was going to happen in some of the scenes then, because you'd been there?
Well, that's the thing, I didn't want to get spoiled, because I absolutely hate spoilers so much. Like, I didn't want to know anything, and I was a bit worried, but then I thought, it doesn't matter, I can give up some spoilers to be here. But nothing was spoiled at all.
Really?
I didn't know why they were, I didn't know why this guy had blood all down his face, because John had punched him. I didn't understand, like, we didn't get to see that, because obviously that was filmed indoors, so I didn't ask. I didn't know why there was a guy with a gun with loads of tattoos on his arms. Like, I didn't know he was going to kill Mrs. Hudson. Maybe. The bit where they came out of the house and they ran away with the gun and they were handcuffed together, like, that was fun to be there, but I didn't know why. I didn't want to ask any more questions, so I just enjoyed it and didn't understand what was going on.
Does that scene happen at night? In the show, but did they film it during the day?
No, they filmed it really late at night. They were filming till 3 a.m.
Wow.
And I've never seen a more tired Cumberbatch in my life.
Aww.
Bless.
It's pretty tiring though, to be on set a bit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Running around, handcuffed.
Being handcuffed.
Tiring.
Yeah, that was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Any more questions? Or should we...
There was one you were waiting for, that you were thinking of.
And I don't remember what it was.
Who, me? Thinking of an answer.
Oh, about what was the most difficult to find?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, God. I need the blog in front of me.
Could we just say it was the scarf, like, because that's never the really
thing. No, that was easy. They revealed it in an interview, so thank you. They need to do another interview with the designers for Series 2, because there hasn't been any yet, nor I have known of.
Yeah.
So they need to say everything. I can't think. Make something up. I can't think of anything that I posted. My mind is dead.
I'm trying to think of things in the flat and like they wore.
I want Sherlock's chair. That's another thing on my wish list.
A chair.
That is a nice chair. Expensive chair.
Yeah.
Everything in that show is so damn expensive.
I was looking for the map for quite a long time in the front room, but I don't know anything about maps other than they're very nice. But then somebody messaged in and said they sounded like a man. You know when someone writes like a man? Definitely sounded like a man, so I'm going to say it was a man. He said I recognised the map straight away when I watched it on TV recently, and I thought you'd be interested, so here's a like high resolution scan of it and like exactly what it's called and who drew it and everything, and I was so happy. I had a map person to help me there, but I had been looking for it for ages, and it was only halfway through the second series that someone said, oh, I recognised it, so that was helpful.
Who's tapping?
I don't know, go away.
Get a lot of help from people just kind of messaging about random stuff then.
Yeah, people were fantastically lovely. I should go through everything and say like whether I found it or not. And then you'll see how little work I actually do.
But you need like your little, I don't know what you call them, the werelocks.
Yeah, the little
team. That's a cute name.
It sounds a little bit like warlock.
Yeah. I just imagine these like little mole people who go out and be like, I found you this mistake.
I have quite a few people who are always being very helpful. I need to look at them so I can say their names. Hang on. I was looking at the blog earlier trying to remember things.
Do you ever Google yourself to see who's talking about you? Because I do that all the time.
When I first started,
I've probably done it
in the first series, I occasionally googled like just where Sherlock and then put the minus Tumblr so nothing Tumblr would come up, and then I found some other things that people had made where they basically copied everything that I posted and put it onto another kind of blogging system, but then they said like originally from here, so it doesn't bother me anyway, because it's not my images and it's not really my information, so steal away. But like,
it's not an invitation.
No, it's not an invitation. If I'd spent money like researching for things, and which I never would, but like, because Google is free, but if I'd like done something like worth being credited for these images, then I would be annoyed, but like, they're not my pictures. Like, I just find pictures of the item and then find information about it, so it doesn't bother me if people take it like and post it elsewhere, but you know.
I think most people know who it's from anyway, really.
Yeah.
But you also do get a lot of people who just don't.
Well, I mean, a lot of people aren't aware of Google image reverse search.
Right? Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Which I find really useful. Like, if people don't, it's like my biggest pet peeve is when people don't credit artists on Tumblr, like actual like fan art and things.
That is annoying.
If there's no source, I find it and re-add it to the picture. Because I know some people who like to remove them, not naming any names. But, although I've never had my art stolen, as far as I know.
That's good.
As far as I'm aware, like, no one has ever stolen it and said it's theirs.
Yeah, I get really sad when people steal artwork, because there's, I don't know if you know MacPie on Tumblr. He made some really nice fan art, and it was only posted on DeviantArt, and it was really nice Sherlock fan art, and then he kept saying, please stop posting it on Tumblr, because I don't want it to get spread around. Like, because it's kind of like personal, and then people kept reposting it, and then he took it all down, and now it's all gone. So people should be more like attentive to what the artist wants you to do with their work.
I mean, on the one hand, like, obviously is on the internet, like Christina said, but at the same time, like, that's something that somebody spent, like,
a long time on.
And I think it's a difference if it's something just randomly posted or if it's something that someone explicitly says, please don't.
Yeah.
Actually, people did, some of my fan art was put on Tumblr from my DeviantArt account, but they, like, put my name on it and said, oh, like, Cathis did this, which I was fine with. I was just really amusing to come across it, actually. I think I searched my name in the tags and was like, oh, that's my art. I don't remember posting that on Tumblr.
I think that's really nice when people do that. If you find something that someone's posted that's yours, but then they've said, oh, this is from here, it's like, someone's noticed it.
Yeah,
it makes you happy.
Nice. I've had that before, actually. When it's credited, I find it fine.
Yeah, I don't mind if people repost my stuff. Just saying, like, if anyone's done that, as long as you've credited me, I don't mind.
I saw something on Tumblr the other day, actually, really made me laugh, that someone had posted a GIF from a film, and they said to stop people from stealing it, they've decided to put their primary school photograph in the middle of the GIF, and they'd made this, it was as a joke, but they'd made this whole thing where they got all their GIFs and just stuck their face in the middle, as if to say, fuck you, you can't even see what this GIF is, but there's my face, so you're not going to steal it.
That was brilliant.
It was such a funny picture as well, you know, like the glasses and the cheesy smile in the middle of this really serious GIF.
That's so funny. My GIF folder is quite large.
I have a huge GIF folder.
I don't have a GIF folder.
Mine is like beyond massive. Some of the stuff, like, it's really bad when you have GIFs and you have no idea, like, where they're from, like, what TV show, but they're just so appropriate situations that you have them.
And then you'll be watching a show and that moment will come up.
That happens to you, you jump out of your skin because you've got that GIF. Suddenly it has a new meaning.
Like, ages before I ever saw Community, I saw loads of GIFs from it. I had no idea who any of the people were. I just, like, saw them all the time in GIF form. And I was like, I know that. That's that GIF that I have.
That happens to me all the time. Doctor Who, because I don't watch Doctor Who, like, it's not my bag, baby, but my best friend loves it, and she's always watching it, and every now and then I'll look over and, you know, I'll see, like, you know, David Tennant pop up from behind something, and I'm like, I've seen that gift. Literally every 5 seconds it's like, I know that gift.
I'm sure every 5 seconds of Doctor Who.
One of my friends wanted to see if you could do, like, any episode of Sherlock entirely in gift form, like, if you could find gifts.
Reconstruct,
like, every scene.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people do, like, just GIF the parts that aren't GIF emotes just for the sake of doing it.
Yeah.
So I think it's quite cool, but yeah, you probably could make a whole
episode. There's some really, like, beautiful, like, cinematography GIFs that I've seen.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's so, it's like lovely and subtle, and you're just like, I know exactly where that is.
And then there's the whole other side where somebody made a GIF of every single time that Martin Freeman licked his lips in the first series, and there was about 40 GIFs in a row of him going, like, and it started off like, oh, this is quite funny, and then as you scroll down, it was so haunting. I was like, I can't look at this anymore. I can't look at him licking his mouth anymore. It's just scary.
That is quite funny.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Someone made the most awful GIF I ever saw, and it actually, like, it made me laugh as well. Was, you know, like, when you click on an image on Tumblr, it's like a little grey box.
Yeah.
Someone had made a GIF of the little grey box with the dotted line, so you click on it and you just sit and wait.
Nothing happens.
And then I realised what was going on, and I was like, you bastard. Funny.
Yeah, that little grey box is the worst thing ever.
You never know what's behind it.
It could be anything. Oh my gosh.
I've had some surprises from the little grey box.
Yeah.
Not all of them pleasant.
Talking of, like, bad surprises, there's been so many occasions when I've been on my dashboard and I've been scrolling down, and then a friend who is, like, not into fandom will come into the room, and I'll turn to talk to them, and when I turn back, I realise there's been, like, a really pornographic fan art, like, just sitting there the whole time. Like, it's happened to me so many times. I think I'm cursed. Like, and I don't even follow any, like,
fan art
blogs, but I'll just stop and chat and then look back and be like, oh my god, you didn't see that,
maybe
did you?
Maybe just wait. Yes. Until your friends come into the room and then appear.
Yeah, then there'll be a a really graphic picture.
Oh god, now I had to Tumblr Saviour like somebody's actual username, like, because I didn't want to be mean and unfollow them. But like, they post so much like gay porn, I was like, I can't anymore. Like, I don't want to run the gauntlet of Tumblr. Like,
have you tried that new Safe Dash thing that they brought out?
No.
Like, there's like a button on the right, and in an emergency you can click it. If you're at the top of the blog though, it doesn't follow you down. And then it will grey out all the images, and you can only see them if you hover over them. So it's good for when you're at work, because there's quite a lot of blogs I follow that I don't want anybody to see.
That would have reduced my like productivity at university. It was the only reason I didn't go on. It was just because of the gauntlet. Like, I'd be like scrolling really carefully down my dash, and be like, no.
And it's like, no.
No.
I'd never go on Tumblr at uni. In our like computer room, all the computers are on the outside, so anyone who was in the room could see all the screens. There was no little booth or anything, so I'd be like, I'm gonna go on Tumblr, a couple of like posts down. No.
No. You just have to do this slow scroll. Make it. It's like, it doesn't even matter like who you follow, like, you will eventually see something, but it's like not safe work.
Yeah, eventually you will,
no matter how carefully you choose it to follow.
Literally,
and the tags will be like, I don't normally post this kind of thing, but it's like, well, you did it at this really awkward time.
Welcome to Tumblr.
Kind of going back on myself, loads and loads of people ask me all the time, will you make a Where Doctor Who blog? And because I don't watch it, like, I've never like wanted to, so I would just politely say no. Sorry. But it would be really hard, I'm guessing, because most of the costumes are like made for that character.
Yeah, but a lot of props as well must just be stuff.
Yeah, they must have made it.
I do know that Christopher Eccleston, his leather jacket in the first series was one that they found in a charity shop. Like,
really?
So to find that would be almost impossible.
And they only had one of it. So
they made their own copies of it.
Oh, okay.
So what they usually do, like in departments like that, is they'll find something to base the design off of, like, because they found it in a charity shop. They just
copyright.
Made it themselves.
What if they found a knitted jumper? Disney jumper.
Well, indeed. We know now.
Not to do that.
Disney will hunt you down and kill you.
Disney is like, spend serious money on like tracking down people who like infringe on their copyright.
They're probably going to hunt us down and kill us for this. For using their name.
Never say anything bad about Disney. Never say anything bad about Disney.
You can't die on Disney grounds. They take you out of the park to proclaim you dead. You can't die in Disney World.
Really? That's amazing.
So if you die in Disney World, they will carry you out before saying you're dead.
Nice one. That's so horrific. No one has ever died in Disney
World. How do you know that?
Because I'm American and we learn these things.
You know someone who died in Disneyland?
You can't die in the happiest place on earth.
I was going to say, it's sort of like Disneyland on a death certificate or something.
Disneyland.
Yeah,
that would be bad.
Yeah, so good.
It looks like show is coming out for intermission.
Shall we go and get something to eat?
Dim sum!
Dim sum time.
But thank you, Kat.
Was I really boring?
No, it was really good.
Before you stop it, there, just for the people who ask all the time, there is a Where Doctor Who blog now. Somebody made it, but they so far haven't posted anything, but I know that they're still hanging around there, so if you know anything about them, about Doctor Who costumes, go and message them. Go to wheredoctorwho.tumblr.com and tell them.
And where can people find you?
Me?
Yes.
At wheresherlock.tumblr.com. Ta-da!
Just had to say it. And on Twitter.
Oh yeah, follow the Twitter.
Okay, give him some time.
If this quotidian world has got you crying, won't you too?